You've often heard me say that the most important branch of study is the form or character of the good, that which just things and anything else must make use of if they are to be useful and beneficial. You must know that's what I'm going to say now, and you must also know that it's not something we can have adequate knowledge of. But if we don't know it, then however much we know about everything else, without that, as you are well aware, it'll be no more good to us than to possess something without the good. Do you think it's any use to us to own all there is and yet not own anything good? Or to be wise in everything but the good, but have no wisdom about what is beautiful and good? Good heavens, no, I certainly don't. Another thing you're well aware of is that while most people think the good is pleasure, those with more sophistication think it is knowledge. Of course. And further, my friend, that those who hold this view are unable to show what knowledge it is. They are compelled, in the end, to say that it is knowledge of the good. A pretty absurd definition, he said. How can it fail to be absurd? They criticise us for not knowing what the good is, and then immediately assume we do know what it is. They say the good is knowledge of the good, as if we're bound to understand what they're talking about, as soon as they so much as utter the word good. Absolutely true. What about those who define the good as pleasure? Are they any less wide of the mark than the others? Aren't they, in their turn, compelled to admit that there are bad pleasures? Very much so. Hence, I imagine, they find themselves admitting that the same things are good and bad. Don't they? Of course. Is it clear, then, that it is a subject on which there are many serious disagreements? Yes, it is. And isn't something else clear? With justice or beauty, lots of people might settle for the appearance of them. Even if things aren't really just or beautiful, they might choose to do, possess, or think them anyway. When it comes to things which are good, on the other hand, no one has ever yet been satisfied with the appearance. They want things that really are good. They all treat the appearance of it with contempt. Yes, that's very clear too, he said. This is what every soul follows. All its actions are directed at this. It has a sort of divine intuition that the good is something, but it is in doubt, unable to get a firm grasp on what it is, or find any firm belief of the kind it has about other things. As a result, it loses whatever benefit it might have got from those other things. Are we to accept that even those best people in the city, to whom we are planning to entrust everything, must remain in the dark about something of this nature and importance? Certainly not. But if it's not known, I said, in what way just and beautiful things are good. And if in particular a guardian does not know this, what kind of guardian will justice and beauty have got for themselves then? One who is not much of an asset to them, in my opinion. And I have an intuition that no one will have a satisfactory knowledge of justice and beauty without knowing this first. A sound enough intuition. Well then, will we get the best arrangements for our society if the guardian supervising it is the kind of person who does know these things? We're bound to. In that case, let me remind you about things which were said earlier in the discussion, and which have been said on many occasions in the past. What things might they be? We say there are many beautiful things and many good things, and the same with everything else. That is how we classify them in speaking of them. Yes, we do say that. We also say there is a beautiful itself and a good itself, and the same with all the things we then said were many. Applying the procedure in reverse, we relate them to a single form or character of each, since we believe it is single, and call it what each is. That is so. The many things, we say, can be seen but not thought, whereas the forms or characters of things can be thought, but not seen. Exactly.